Praise God. Years ago, I attended a Bible school, a Bible class, and one of our ministers, he told us that in his office, in his church, he has a picture of a shepherd and a flock of sheep and a sheepdog, and he likes to hang that picture in his office to remind him of his responsibility to care for the people of God. But he surprised me because I thought that he thought of himself as the shepherd over the flock of God. He said, "I'm that sheepdog." He said, "There's one shepherd, that's Jesus. And I'm to get my orders from him, and then I'm to pass them on to the flock, the people of God." And that sort of kept him humble a little bit too. It's not too flattering to think of yourself as a sheepdog. And I know that the Bible speaks of the pastors as under shepherds, and that picture certainly is proper. But I liked his attitude. You know, they're not my sheep; they're his sheep. And that's what we're singing here: "My sheep know my voice." Jesus told Peter, he said, "Listen, do you love me?" And Peter said, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And then he said, "Feed my sheep." And then he asked him again, and then he told him to feed my lambs. Praise God. And sometimes when I look over the congregation, I say, "Lord, these aren't my people. These are your people." And that means so much more. They're your sheep. These little children in our church, they're your lambs. And I thought about that as we were singing here at camp. The Lord wants to feed his sheep today and minister to his lambs. And so let's pray that God will help us, help our counselors and all those that have contact with the children today and young people, that they'll get something from God that they can pass on to the flock. And here in Watch Rock as well, God will meet every one of us today. And so, Lord, we thank you for your great love for us, and we thank you, Jesus, that we are the sheep of your fold. And Lord, we know that the closer we get to the shepherd, the safer we are, and the better taken care of we are. And we want to press close to you today, Lord. You said that they abide in the fold day by day. Here's another day to stay close to Jesus and to receive from him that nourishment, that encouragement, and the strength that we need to please him and serve him aright. We pray that you'll bless the children on the grounds today, whether they be here in Watch Rock or down in the village or cottage. Lord, these are your precious lambs, and we pray that you'll help us to deal very tenderly with them, and gently, compassionately, Lord. We pray that you'll bless the counselors, anoint them today, Jesus, and each one of us as we have contact with the children. We pray that the love of Jesus and the touch of God, the presence of the Lord, will be in all of our contacts, and that their hearts will receive, be warm to receive the things that you have for them today. Speak your word, Lord. Your sheep hear your voice. Lord, you have something to say to us today, and we pray that you'll open our ears to hear what the shepherd has to say to his flock. And then, Jesus, help us to apply it, follow in his path. We pray, Jesus, that you'll just cover these grounds with your blood today. Keep everyone under your protection. And Lord, we pray that we'll be under your constant working. Lord, let there be times during the day outside of meeting when we just awaken to Jesus' presence, his drawing, that we recognize that God is touching us. Lord, we know that we can expect that of you. And so, Lord, keep us in that place of receiving. We ask it in your precious name. Amen. Let's abandon ourselves to the Holy Spirit this morning. Stir ourselves and really lay hold of him. Praise God. Jesus is here in our midst, and he comes to feed among the lilies. God is looking for something that would satisfy him among us. And
You know, years ago at Pilgrim Camp, a word came forth in tongues and interpretation. We were preparing for a retreat, and right at the first meeting, the Lord spoke and said, "I have been looking forward to these meetings more than you have." And that really spoke to me. What desire Jesus has over us. He desires us more than we desire Him. His desire is toward me. I am my beloved's, and His desire is toward me, we read. And to imagine that Jesus has a great desire for you. He says there in the Song of Solomon, "Let me hear your voice. Let me see your face." And it seems as though the bridegroom is saying that to the bride. "I want to hear your voice. I want to see your face." And that's what Jesus would say to His church today. "Let me hear your voice." He likes it when we tell Him that we love Him and we praise Him and lift our voices to exalt Him. And then "let me see your face." Don't hide. Just present yourself to me just as you are. And let me bring you into fellowship with myself. And so when we think of a meeting like that, that Jesus is looking for something in this meeting to satisfy Him, that He longs to meet with us, well, then we want to run out to meet Him as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.